Well, it's been a rough couple of weeks, especially down the lower coast weather-wise, but that is getting ready. In fact, it's in the process of changing right now. Let's see what's going on at Shell Beach at Campos Marina. Talk to Robbie Campo. Robbie, did you guys have any high water problems? We had a lot of winds from the southeast and a lot of rain combined. I know there were some places that were fearing water up on the docks and stuff. Were you guys okay?
Don, I tell you, we are experiencing water on the dock. Water came up, I believe it was Thursday evening. It was 4.9 feet above sea level. It was almost to the edge of the highway. None up on, we didn't have to drive through any to get out, but it was lapping up on the road. It was right there. So today it's just up on the docks. We're going to see this probably until the front gets through here and maybe kind of blow some of this water out. We have a northeast wind this morning, Don, 22 miles an hour, holding pretty steady there. So
yeah.
It's been blowing, raining all night. I looked at the radar early. I think we're going to get a little break in this, later on this morning here. But I tell you, not having many folks out fishing this, the last couple of days, kind of hard to give you a fishing report when you didn't have anybody fishing. It takes people to go out to find out what's going on. We did have some guys go out, Captain Charlie Thomason and his crew. They fished on the south side, and I'm from looking at the Facebook post, I see they've done well with redfish. And I know Captain Jonathan Sanchez and Danny Dyson do fish over here on the north side in the Biloxi Marsh, and they also did well with some reds. But I haven't had any trout reports in the last couple of days due to this weather. But it's just been nasty. Today is the kind of day that if you have honeydews, you get them done because there's better days to come, and fall fishing is just around the corner, guys, and I'm thinking we're just going to have a spectacular fall here. So, you might want to, if she's sending you to Home Depot this morning, get your list and get it ready and get it done so you could enjoy the days ahead, that we're going to have a good fishing here.
Yeah, if somebody is, it's their days and they got to fish or they want to go later this afternoon or tomorrow, I think it's definitely going to improve. But instead of dealing with rain, they're going to be dealing with wind and maybe a little high and dirty water. Robbie, next weekend's the big opening of the teal season. Are you going to be open early enough for people that want to get out there and head to the Biloxi Marsh and give it a shot, even though, I'm not getting a whole lot of reports from there? What are you hearing?
Well, Don, my kid went back and looked for those ducks that we talked about the other day, and I think those ducks were passing through. Never seen them again, and it wasn't in the same spot. So I think, but you never know, Don, with this wind, this little front coming through, it may bring some teals down. And it's always, teals are a funny duck. I mean, because they could be there one day, not be there one day and just be there the next. So, we'll be here. We get here around 4:30, 4:40 in the morning. So quarter to five, we always here. So if we got any duck hunters that want to go next weekend and go give it a shot, we're going to be here. We'll be open.
Well, my advice would be, in addition to the shotguns and the decoys, bring your fishing gear. Because you can do the blast and cast if you don't find the teal, or teal hunting generally wraps up pretty early. Then you got the whole rest of the morning to fish, and hopefully we'll have a little bit better weather and some better conditions for next weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Don, especially if you hunt up in that Biloxi Marsh, it's always good to bring a fishing pole because you could go hit Max Pass and Stump Lagoon or somewhere right around Muscle Bay back there, and usually pick up a few fish before, on your way in. So if you get to hunt that morning and get lucky to kill a few, I don't know what's going to transpire. If they're going to come down, if they're going to, fly, if the flyway is still going westward, that all remains to be seen until next Saturday morning. And I know we got some diehards that's going to go, because I know people that's, been out building blinds already and, scouting and so forth and so on. So, on their own private leases. But anyway, I do know people that's been scouting the Biloxi Marsh and, seen just a couple, but not the amount of ducks that, you'd be out there looking for. So, we're going to be here. And look, if you're going fishing today, we got bait in the tanks, and if it's your day to go, hook the left at the bridge and come and see us. We here all day. We're waiting on them.
Yep, and you can keep an eye on that weather. Look at that radar because that frontal system is moving through and conditions are going to definitely improve. You know, Robbie, I can't tell you how many times I've been set up hunting ducks, and from the blind or from the boat blind, all of a sudden I see redfish breaking and tailing in the pond. I'm saying, man, I should have brought a rod. I could have caught him right here from the blind. You know, it happens.
Yeah, it does happen. I've heard that multiple times from people. And said, man, we were sitting there and they were tailing in the decoys. and I know people that brought the fishing pole and has caught them out of the duck blind. So, while you're fighting a redfish, somebody's shooting a teal. But it does happen, Don. And, I just wish I had a better report for you. And I don't. And the weather's nasty. And today is just one of these days. If you got honeydews, get them done because we got to have some exciting fishing coming soon. You just got to get this kind of stuff done when
Robbie,
God gives you lemons, you make lemonade. So
you
that's
got that
we're
right.
Do it.
Thanks for always being there, Robbie. We always tell them hook the left when you get across the bridge, my friend.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later, Don.
All right, there he goes, Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shell Beach.